Somebody shouts hallelujah! Hallelujah! You are welcome to church this morning. Hallelujah! Let me welcome your neighbor to your left and to your right. You're welcome in Jesus' name. It's good to see you in church. Hallelujah. I'm glad to see you all. Amen. And as usual, I'm excited. My husband does say she's always excited. I am truly excited. Hallelujah. Excited about what God is doing and what he's going to do. And I want to thank God for our senior pastor, I believe he's watching online, for the privilege to share with you God's heartbeat and also my own passion. Hallelujah. When is it? I said, please, can you just give me some time this morning to share my heart's passion? And he said, yes, amen. And as you all know, it's a month of missions. And last week, Pastor Morris started with the topic, praise the Lord, the mandate of missions in the season of exponential growth. And this morning, I'm going to talk about the Great Commission. Let me tell your neighbor the Great Commission. And just for you to know that God is in this, when as lead pastor did the program of the year by the special grace of God, he put in the month, beginning of the year, we have all the themes for the entire year. And he actually put in the month of missions. And later on in January, when we received the calendar of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, it was also month of missions. Hallelujah! So God is saying something and he wants to do something. Amen. So in RCCG, the next slide, please. It is the month of missions. And in our own church too, it is the month of missions. Amen. And the last week of this month is being just designated to missions, to preaching the word of God. And the theme is Jesus everywhere. Just tell your neighbor Jesus everywhere. So please, we want to admonish every one of you that please let's reserve, not just wait until the last week, but from now, let's begin to proclaim Jesus everywhere. And as we proclaim him, he will be real in all our lives in Jesus' name. And that last week, the Monday is going to be teaching. Everyone is invited. The Tuesday is also going to be online teaching. Everyone is invited. Thursday is online teaching. Everyone is invited. And on Saturday, that is the big one. Praise the Lord. Everyone in this church is invited because we are going to be in different parts of this city proclaiming Jesus everywhere. Somebody saying amen. Thank you so much. So can you tell your neighbor God is relying on you to spread his name everywhere? Do you know some times back, not too long ago, I was at the city center. Now, that is announcement for the church. I hope you've not started counting my sermon time. Amen. I was at the city center and I asked somebody who looked Chinese and I said to her, can I share this gospel with you? She said, what's that? So I said, it's about Jesus. She said, who is Jesus? Now, this is not too long ago. And that is to tell you that there are still people who have not heard about Jesus right in this city of Oxford. And if there's anywhere that is a fertile ground, is here in Oxford. Because if you go to the city center on a Saturday, it's like what? A big market. People are coming from all over the world, including people who have not heard about Jesus Christ. Amen. So it is expedient of us to share the good news. Our text for this morning, and that's why it's the Great Commission, and that's the everywhere in whether it's you're doing eschatology or you're a Bible scholar, whatever, this particular text is called the Great Commission. Amen. Matthew 28:19-20, it says, go therefore, can we read it together? Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. This is amplified. Help the people to learn of me, believe in me, and obey my words. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to observe how many things? Everything that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always. Remaining with you perpetually, regardless of circumstance, and on every occasion, even to the end of the age. Hallelujah. Is that not comforting? God is with us. Amen. He says, whatever the circumstance may be, maybe you don't even feel like, maybe you are feeling, where is God? He's saying, he's with you. Amen. Be rest assured, he's with you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. And everything is going to be all right. Amen. And the text for this month, Isaiah 66, verse 19, he says, I will set a sign among them, and those among them who escape, I will send to the nations. So you've been sent here. Hallelujah. It says to Tarshish and Pool and Lud, who draw the bow, and to Tubal and Javan, and to the coastland afar off, who have not heard my fame nor seen my glory. And they shall do what? Declare my glory among the Gentiles. What are they going to do? Declare my glory among the Gentiles. So God wants us to go forth and declare his glory. Hallelujah. And he wants us to go and make disciples of nations. God has brought you and I here for a purpose. Amen. And that purpose will be accomplished in Jesus' name. So this morning, I'm going to combine two things. I'm going to teach and I'm going to preach. Amen. So this assignment is the Great Commission. And why is it the Great Commission? I'm going to explain shortly. And I'm going to also explain the different ways we can achieve this Great Commission. Usually the number one way is evangelism. Amen. And I'm going to dwell on that this morning. But before I go to talk about evangelism, there are also other ways we can achieve the Great Commission, which I believe other people will talk about before the end of the month. We can achieve the Great Commission through discipleship, helping people grow. For instance, Paul taught Timothy in the Bible, we can mentor younger Christians. Amen. So when we come to church, let us look for somebody to impart into. Amen. Another way of achieving the Great Commission is through teaching. Amen. In the Bible, Priscilla and Aquila taught Apollos, participating in Bible study. They opened their house for house fellowship and taught other people. In church, you don't have to be, you know, the pastor to teach other people. What you need to do is, you know, according to Jesus, obey his commandment and teach what you are doing. Amen. The right things that you are doing. Another way is serving. Amen. Service is what is discipleship in action. Amen. So I know I've been making announcements, serving one ministry or the other. This is part of the Great Commission. So this afternoon or this morning, I still want you to give it a thought. If you are not yet serving in the house of God, think of the area where you can serve, and the Lord will bless you immensely as you bless the people of God and as you give your talents to God to use for his glory. Service is discipleship in action, using your gifts and time to bless others and build the body of Christ is his counsel for you. And we can see this in the life of Dorcas. Amen. Another way is godly living. And that's why they say that evangelism can also be through your lifestyle. Godly living. Some people will not read. Some people will only read our lives before they read the Bible. If people are reading your life, will they come to church with you? Hallelujah. So godly living is part of going to the world and making disciples of all nations. Another way is spiritual gifts. Amen. Many of us are talented. Hallelujah. In fact, all of us are talented. Glory to God. We are all talented. Using our spiritual gifts, our physical gifts, we can lift people up, we can draw men to the Lord, and we can fulfill God's counsel for our generation. supporting missions is also another way that we can do go into the world and make disciples of all nations. And of course, prayer. Prayer is important. We can pray for souls to be saved. We can pray for missionaries. We can pray for revival. And I tell you, a revival has already started. Even it's in the newspaper. Hallelujah! That there is a silent revival going on. My prayer is that you will not be left behind. Amen. But you'll be part of this revival. And also you can use creativity. Amen. Gospel music, drama, dance, social media. You can use it during the call to worship. Deaconess Fumi was saying, what will people find on our social media? Amen. We can use all this to disciple others. As many who know me, there is no way you come to my WhatsApp status that there is not something that will bless you. Am I speaking to some people here this morning? Let your life be a blessing every day. Hallelujah! And the Lord will help us all in Jesus' name. So going to my main message on how to begin to fulfill the Great Commission, evangelism. Evangelism, just by definition, is, I'm still defining evangelism, amen, before going to the importance, is the act of preaching the gospel with the intention of winning souls. Amen. Some people say, hey, is it just distribution of tracts? Yes, that is part of it. But it is with the intention of winning souls. And my prayer is that every one of us will be soul winners in Jesus' name. And it's also, it means preaching, it means announcing the name of Jesus, otherwise communicating the gospel, communicating our salvation. It's delivering the message that Jesus is not only the Son of God, but also gave his life as a sacrifice for our sins. In doing so, he ensured eternal life for anyone who believes. In a nutshell, it is telling the good news. Amen. And God is calling each and every one of us. One ministry that we all have is what? The ministry of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 18 says, all this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. And this is very important. As I say, it is the heartbeat of God. Mark 16:15 says, go into the world and preach the gospel to what? To everyone, everywhere. Amen. Does it say only to your neighbors? Only to your family? It says everyone, everywhere. Amen. Including in your workplace. By the grace of God, on Mondays when I meet my manager, I say, for yeah, was your weekend? They say, and then church. Amen. Because from day one, I made it clear, I am a pastor's wife. Amen. So he doesn't expect less from me. And it also helps you. I always advise, let people know you are a Christian. It's the beginning of your evangelism in your workplaces. So when they know you are a Christian, and you would tell them, I'm a minister in my church, is that not amazing? When they are doing your rota, they will say, well, Foye, or you call your name. And if they put you on Sunday, you say, you know what? You know, I already told you, I'm a minister in my church. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Galatians 5:13 says, for you have been called to live in freedom. Not freedom to satisfy your sinful nature, but freedom to serve one another in love. For the whole law can be summed up in this one commandment: love your neighbor as yourself. When you see an unbeliever, what do you see? Do you see that person as going to hell or going to heaven? If you see them going to hell, do not keep the good news from them. Hallelujah. Share the gospel with them. 2 Corinthians 4:13 message version says, we are not keeping this quiet. Let me tell your neighbor, we're not going to keep this quiet. God is good to me. Don't keep it quiet. God saved my soul. Don't keep it quiet. Hallelujah. And that's why when I wake up in the morning, I'm looking, God, how am I not going to be silent? One way, I go on my WhatsApp status. Sometimes I go on Instagram, on Facebook, and then, of course, I have the ministry where on daily basis we are posting and sharing the word of God. And by the grace of God, through very all humility, through the ministry God has deposited in the hands of me and my husband, we have distributed more than 1.5 million gospel tracts to the glory of God. I cannot keep silent. I cannot keep quiet. And it is important not just because you'll be pulling people from darkness. Not just because there'll be what? Shouts in heaven over the salvation of your soul. But it is also important for you. By the grace of God in my family, all my siblings were all Christians. And my senior sister first got saved and then she backslided. And then I got saved. And then all my siblings got saved. And we started going for fellowship. And my dad, as you know, I already shared with you, in those days, you don't really like the way Christian dresses the SUs. So my dad didn't like it as well. And he was like, my children are going to become fanatic, but secretly we'll still go for fellowship. And my mom will support us. So one day we asked, and then when we are caught, my mom will be silent. One day we now say, mom, why are you always in between? She said, look, you know what? Among all my colleagues, I'm the only one that has the greatest peace. My colleague, one time they will call, your child don't get pregnant, so they will run. She become emergency grandma. Your child did this. He said, you people, you are giving me peace. If it is this fellowship you are going that will make me have peace, I better support you. So for your own good too, it is good to share. When you share the gospel with your neighbor will give you peace. When you share the gospel with your brothers and sisters in your family, they will give you peace. They will not be fighting all the time. So it is also for your own good. And most importantly, they will not end up in hell. And also, you will not be lonely in heaven. Imagine you go to heaven. That's why the Bible says there is what? There is joy in heaven over the salvation of a soul. And that is why we say we are not going to keep this quiet. Not on your life. Just like the psalmist who wrote, he says, I believed it. So I said it. We say what we believe. Brothers and sisters, let us not keep this quiet again. Proverbs 11:30 says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that wins souls is wise. Daniel 12:3 says the same. It says, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness. He said, they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. That means if you don't turn many to righteousness, what's going to happen to you? That means you're not going to shine. But God wants us to shine. He wants us to be wise. And he also wants us to have many crowns. And 2 Corinthians 5:11 says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, because hell is real as well, we persuade men. We persuade men. Luke 14:23 says, and the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and edges and compel them. Compel them to come in. In this part of the world, we are too sophisticated. Back in Nigeria, we stand in, you know, anywhere, we shout, Jesus is Lord. We raise a bell, give your life to Jesus. But here, you are saying, I don't want any police to arrest me. I have been going to the city center. No police has arrested me. And I cannot count how many policemen I have given the gospel tract to in this country. So, brethren, truly, souls are perishing. God wants to use us. He will use you and I in Jesus' name. He said, compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. God wants to fill this temple. He wants to fill his house. Hallelujah. And he will use us all in Jesus' name. I can go on and on and on and talk about the importance of evangelism, and time will not. And I told you this is my passion. Hallelujah. The world needs God. He has placed eternity and the need for Him in every heart. We said that during Sunday school. People are faced with prevailing circumstances that are driving them to look for solutions. You need to know how many people are registering for mental health issues, for depression, for different types of diseases that Jesus can help with. People are faced with mysterious sicknesses. People are faced with different types of blindness that you have the solution to. And God is relying on you. Amen. The number of spiritually lost and dying people is overwhelming. In Jesus' days, the population of the world was around 150 million people. Today's world population grows by 150 million every 2 years. So we're already 8 billion or some. Is it billion now plus? And out of that is only around 2.4 billion that are said to be believing in Jesus. The Lord will use us. At least 66,000 people are going to hell every single day without hearing about Jesus. Does that bother you? Does that concern you? Multitude are harassed and helpless. We must guide them to the only true God. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. God will help us in Jesus' name. Brethren, when we save a soul that is in sin, we have saved a life. We have saved a destiny. We have saved that somebody who is likely to be in sorrow or in perdition. We have saved that person. God will help us. And there are different ways we can do this. You can do one-to-one evangelism. You can do group evangelism. You can do opportunistic evangelism. In those, wherever I go, when I'm having a conversation, I'm always alert in the spirit. Where can I chip Jesus in this conversation? Hallelujah. So you can do opportunistic, you know, evangelism. You can do crusades. You can do, use your social media, as we said. You can use gospel tracts. You can use your lifestyle, amen, to preach Jesus. You can also do social action, distributing food and gifts during Christmas to people who do not come to church, amen. You can also use the survey approach. So there are different styles you can do, one-to-one and so on and so forth. And where can you do this thing? You can do it everywhere. That's why this month is Jesus everywhere. You can do it on the bus. By the grace of God, when I'm going out, I am intentional. Can you hear me tell your neighbor, you have to be intentional. I have so many bags, but by the grace of God, there is no bag you research, you will not find a gospel tract. Has it ever happened to you that you say, I would have given a gospel tract to this, but then you look in your bag, you cannot find anything. Ladies, am I talking to you? You have to be ready. You have to be prepared. Amen. But for you to do it on the bus and things like that, when you get to the bus station, if you don't greet people there, you've already missed it. So when I get to the bus stop, hello, even if they are not greeting me, hello, how is everybody doing? Most times, you have already broken one ice. Now, if the bus is delayed, you can now say, which one, God, should I go to give a gospel tract to? Say, hello, the weather is glorious, the weather is dull, or something like that. It has to be intentional. When you wake up in the morning, God, lead me to a soul. Help me to share your gospel. You can do it anywhere. You don't have to stand up, you know, in the train. Wait, if you get into the train, you know, on the ground or wherever you're going, I say, hello, you like one of these? You like, some people will collect, some people will not collect, but you've done your assignment. You don't now say, this is England, they will not allow. Nobody will prosecute you for giving out a gospel tract. Amen. What scenario? They'll say, no, thank you. And no, thank you will not kill you. You might feel a bit humiliated, I must be honest, but it's not going to kill you. Hallelujah. And that is what helps me. Sometimes I see somebody who is looking empty, tattooed and everything. I'm like, should I talk or not talk? I say, they will not kill me. I'll talk. Amen. You can do it in the parks. In fact, that is the best place to preach the gospel. Somebody sitting down on the bench, doing nothing, or just looking at the dog, going around. Go to the person and say, hello, how are you doing? Isn't it a lovely, lovely afternoon today? Market, outreach, you can do it in many places. And I'm just going to share some quick steps to sharing the gospel. Amen. The first one is pray. Let me say pray. Prayer is the key. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 3 to 4. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. John 10, 10 says, the thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus has come that we might have what life and have it abundantly. That's step one, prayer, 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 prayer. And you have to be covered in the blood of Jesus. There was a day I was there at that Templar Square, and I saw this person. I already knew he was possessed. I offered him a gospel tract. He shouted back at me. And then I continued to do what I was doing. Then he came, just came like that. And he started speaking in devilish tongue. Not in English. Me too, I started speaking in tongues. I said, it is me and you today. Then I was speaking in tongues. He was speaking in his own language. And I knew he was an Englishman. And I knew I was fighting a warfare. And I kept on speaking in tongues. And it was the one that retreated and left me alone. So I'm not saying this to scare you, but prayer is also important. Hallelujah. Number two, you have to befriend. Hallelujah. Let me give your neighbor a smile. You people are too serious now. You have to be friendly. Amen. Smile. Hallelujah. You have to break the ice. You have to greet. Amen. One day, my son, when he was still very small, he said, Mom, you say I should be greeting as I'm going to school. I keep greeting. They are not answering me back. I say, keep greeting. You have to keep greeting. Because you are the one looking for something, isn't it? So you have to keep greeting. When you see your neighbor, even when your neighbor is looking sideways, say, hello, how are you, neighbor? You have to keep greeting. Because if you don't greet them, then we have a special program. We now say, go and give them the flyer. The person you've not been greeting, how will you give them flyer? Number four, offer help. Amen. There was one day I was there also at Templar Square. There was a woman I offered a gospel tract. She was on a wheelchair. She said no, with hostility. But then I saw her struggling to, you know, wheel her chair up the hill. I said, do you mind if I help you? She knew she was struggling. She said yes. So I wheeled her. I said, where are you going? I left her. I just wheeled her. We got to the bus stop. I said, okay, have a nice day. And then I said, will you like one of these? Oh, yes, thank you. There are so many good things we can do. Amen. Befriend. Number one is prayer. Number two is befriend. Be friendly. Amen. Number three, be led. Hallelujah. Explore their area of interest. Amen. Let somebody make a mistake. I get to the bus stop and say, this is a wonderful day. Ah, you have just opened the door for me. I will have a good conversation with you. Explore their area of interest. Explore a theme from the, you know, we have different icebreakers. Explore a theme from the weather or something that you think might be of interest to them. Share the word of God related to what you explore. Amen. You can share your personal salvation testimony. Amen. You can share the word of God. Amen. You can give, you know, and explain a gospel tract. There was one day I was at the city center because I work at the city center. So I don't waste my time. Anytime I'm waiting for the bus, me, I'm distributing gospel tract. Don't waste any time. The time is short. Hallelujah. So there was this day I saw this guy at the bus stop. He was sitting. So I went to him and I said, hello, can I offer you this gospel? He shouted at me. Ah. He said, what is in it? In fact, my own hands had started shaking. Then I said to myself, oh, yeah, you can do this. It's not going to kill you. Inside of it, it's not going to kill you. It's not. So I said, it is a gospel tract. Can I read it to you? And I was not looking at his face anymore. Before he said yes or no, I started reading to him. It was one of those ones, true love. I lowered my voice. I read it softly. I tell you, before I finished, it was broken. Be led. Hallelujah. You can share the word of God. You can read it to them. Amen. You can also answer their questions, but don't go into arguments. Hallelujah. So number one, prayer. Number two, number three, be led. Number four, share the scripture. I like this. And that's why some people may say the gospel tract is not working. Come to me. I'll give you a rundown. There are people still writing us to say, we saw the publicized just gospel tract. Can you tell me how I can grow in my Christian faith? It is your faith. Your assignment is to share the word of God through print media, through social media, through whatever media. Amen. It is for God to do his work. And he has said, no word that you send forth will come back to him void. They will accomplish whatever they have been sent forth to do. And I'm still a living testimony today. The other day, that's why I say I have too much to talk about this topic. One of my old classmates at the Polytechnic in Nigeria, he said to me, Foye, you remember in those days, you and your colleagues used to share gospel tracts with us. And I kind of faintly remembered. I said, now they are Christians. When I go on my Polytechnic platform, many people there who are Agodu boys and girls, they are not believers. If you think that this person is too worldly, we never get saved, but now they are saved. So your own responsibility is to share the word of God and he will do his work. Now, let's read Romans. What is Romans 3:23? Say it like you mean it. Romans 6:23. Romans 10:13. Amen and amen. These are three scriptures. Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23, Romans 10:13. If you just remember, if that's all you remember, just share it. And God is going to do the rest. Amen. Number five, offer a prayer. Amen. Offer a prayer. Oftentimes when you see people, they'll say, when you finish sharing the word of God with them, you can see the Lord has touched them. Just say, let us pray. Now, if they don't want your prayer, they will say no. If you say, can I pray with you? Some will definitely say, don't pray with me, especially when you are in the public. Always offer a word of prayer. And this has worked for me so many times. Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus died on the cross. And if you are here this morning, you are not yet saved, you can say this prayer. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me and rose again. I give you my life. I want Jesus Christ to come into my life and into my heart in Jesus' name. Amen. That is step five. And step six, follow up. Amen. Give follow up guidance. Take their name and contact, phone number. If cannot disciple alone, ask for permission to share their contact with your pastor or with evangelism coordinator. Invite them to church. Amen. Advise them to read the Bible starting from the book of John. Amen. Advise them to pray every day. Keep praying and consistently nurture them to make them disciples. Now, in closing, and I'm still going to, I know the ushers are telling me our time we are looking is different. I'm looking at this one, they are telling me a different time. I will follow this one. Hallelujah. Things to remember: set a goal and step out in faith. Hallelujah. We have the assurance that every time we share our faith, someone will get saved. The Bible says in Isaiah 55:11, his word will not return void. Go in the name of the Lord, entertain no fear. Greeting and smiling, giving honest compliments works. Amen. Do not go on evangelism to people's house alone except you are experienced. And going door to door works effectively, I tell you, but don't go alone. Do not go into unnecessary arguments. If you are talking to a group and not all are interested, and this happens to me a lot, if I see a group and I offer them gospel tracts, some will say, if someone say no, doesn't mean the next person. I've seen so many couples, one will accept, the other one will not accept. But if the person you offer it to says no, don't say, I'm not going to offer to the next person. Because the fact that one did not accept doesn't mean the other one is not going to. So don't get discouraged. Amen. If you are talking to a group, look at which one is interested and focus on that person. Amen. The word of God is what speaks to the person's spirit. Amen. The Bible in Isaiah, I've already said that, compel them. That is what the Bible says. Don't ask the person to pray. Reach out your hand and say, pray with me. Don't ask the person. If the person doesn't want to, he will say no. The person you introduce to Christ will never, never forget you. Hallelujah. Joy and a crown awaits you. Amen. For what is our hope, our joy, or the crown in which we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes? Is it not you? Indeed, you are our glory. Amen. The Bible says in Zechariah 4:6, it says, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. I'm going to share this particular presentation in WhatsApp group because I really want us, by the grace of God, to be faithful witnesses. Amen. There are other scriptures in there. And if you go to the next slide, there is also a pocket reference for soul winning. Again, these are questions you can ask. Do you live in the area? Do you go to church in the area? I always say, are you new in town? Praise the name of the Lord. And I do a lot of TK Maxx evangelism. You know, I'm in the shop. I'm looking for who is new here. Yeah? This person looks here. I say, hello, do you need any help in the shop? Who is asking me? But I say, do you need any help in the shop? Are you new around? And you start a conversation. All these things helps. Amen. And also you can look for icebreaker. And in closing, I want to introduce some gospel tracts. In the Redeemed Christian Church, in this church in particular, as I said, we have a ministry where we produce gospel tracts. We have over 50 designs. And after, I just brought some of the designs. This one is very good in summer, if anyone thirsts. You have things like free but ignored. You have this one, Choose Life, especially for people, if you have a friend from other denomination. Jesus, this is the one we're going to use for the evangelism month. Jesus Everywhere. During Easter, we have Easter tract. During Christmas, we have Christmas tract. We have the powerful name of Jesus. This one is the greatest search. There are different gospel tracts. We do not have any excuse. Ushers, can you help me? I know it's the ushers ordering me, but you're going to help me. Ushers, quickly, please come. Every one of us, we are going to do this. This is an example of icebreaker. Many times I use this gospel tract and many people get saved. Glory to God. So if you can quickly help me distribute it, you are going to practice with your neighbor in closing. Amen. Help me distribute that. Some people go to this row. Let me just have one while we are distributing that. It is a good thing. If you need more, there is more in that pack there. Evangelism has become easy. Amen. If you are on the road, please, let's quickly distribute it. Let's distribute it. Amen. Let's quickly do that. As you get it, begin to read it. Read the page. Now look for a partner. Look for a partner. And this is, you know, you just see somebody. You can say, hello, how are you doing today? Do you mind? Do you like some fun today? Do you want to try something new, something different? And they say no, you look. But I tell you, by the time you ask 5 people, somebody will say yes to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Now look for a partner. Can you practice in the next 2 minutes? Can you practice in the next 2 minutes? Ushers, let's quickly distribute. The choir, they are waiting. The choir needs some more. Let me get it. Make sure you get a partner. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What am I trying to say? It is not that difficult. Amen. We can share the gospel in different ways, and we have different resources. Before you go this afternoon, these materials will be at the door. Please let us engage more in one-to-one. God wants all saved. Hallelujah. But it is, you know, God is just waiting patiently, not wishing for any man to perish, but for all to come to repentance. God needs you to go and tell them. But how will people call on him in whom they have not believed? And how will they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher? You are the preacher. Amen. Everyone is called. Hallelujah. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. The task is doable. Amen. Mark 5:15 says, go home to your own people, your friends. Tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you. And this task is noble. Romans 1:16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God to bring salvation to men. Let us rise up this morning as we pray. Ramashika sataroku shisatarara. Ika satariki shika sasatari ribakusisata. Makasosoturige. Are you here this morning? Are you here this morning? You are not yet saved. You don't know Jesus. Tomorrow may be too late. You are not yet saved. This is the hour. This is the moment to say, God, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Save me. Heal me. Deliver me. I want to be like Jesus. Is there any such person in the house this morning? You can lift up your hand if you are here and say, Jesus, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's begin to pray. Oh Lord, from today, help me to share my faith faithfully and to show compassion for the lost. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, help me to win souls for you in person, through social media, and every possible way. Oh Lord, let my souls abide. Let the souls of CLA abide. Let me meet them in heaven in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, please let me gain the crown for winning souls in the name of Jesus. Pray, oh Lord, in my church, let your word grow and spread and be intensified, prevailing mightily in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, please make me a true missionary, making disciples for you and fulfilling the great commission. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Kings, for so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.